Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everybody. It's Wad Harris here, or Wad Harris for another Panther Rants podcast. It's Monday. And for some of you, maybe you struggled to get to work this morning because you're up all night celebrating the Pens' victory. Or you just took the day off and said, the heck with it. I'll just sleep in after all the partying I did afterwards. You know, whichever worked. So, great series. I mean, winning back-to-back titles is hard. It really is. So don't get it twisted. You know, there are some bumps they had along the way. I mean, because it's tough. You know, it's tough to win two titles in a row. But they did it. And, you know, it was, you know, they suffered some injuries and this and that. And, you know, it didn't let them stop them. And I really wasn't surprised. I mean, they had some trouble with Nashville early, but I wasn't surprised that they won. Pens just are more seasoned. They've been they've been there before, and Nashville just hasn't. But of course, we had some Game 6 controversy with the whole misfire on the whistle there. But the thing is the ref was in a bad position, bad angle, and didn't see the puck and whistled it. And a lot, you know, when referees can't see the puck, that's what happens. I mean, he assumed it was covered up. But Nashville had four power plays, including a 5-on-3. Pens had no power plays, I don't think. So, and Nashville had tons of opportunities to score goals. They had a breakaway, several other open chances, and just they misfired. And a lot of that was because of their rink. The ice was horrible, and the puck was bounced all over the place. I don't think I've seen the ice, bad in Nashville until that game. And part of me wondered if it was by design, where if Notre Dame would grow their grass high to slow down Tony Dorsett, and maybe the ice was done by design to slow down the Penguins. You would hope they wouldn't go to that measure, but if they did, it came back to bite them because we got two goals off two really good bounces. You know, Hornquist's goal came off a bounce off the boards. And Hagelin, another good bounce as well. So, NHL's product is as good as it's ever been. It just, I don't think the league's going to capitalize off, and they sure as heck didn't by promoting talking about the country music stars being there more than anything else. And, of course, how great the Nashville fans were. And I guess, if there's a trophy for them, I'm sure they can give them one. I mean, it was nice their fans to show up, but the team didn't show up, obviously, the last two games as they didn't score any goals. But that's that. And, the celebration was held, and of course, Fleury passes the cup, the Murray, and Yeah, there's some sadness there because probably this is the last time and we're probably going to see Fleury hoist the cup. And, you know, he had a great playoff. I mean, he got yanked over a bad game and probably should have been yanked, but it is what it is. I mean, Murray's young and that's who they want. And hey, you got to keep him. He's young. Fleury's going to probably catch on somewhere else and, you know, it's sad to say goodbye, but that's business. So, with that being said, we'll venture on the pit. And, you know, I really want to do something on football today, but I really don't want to because I don't have the names in front of me that I want to talk about. Because Pitt, in the last month, has been killing it in recruiting. They've landed about 6 recruits in the last month. They landed one today, a JUCO. Chase Brown shows Pitt for some really good offers. Virginia Tech being one of them. So that was one of them. They landed 2 local kids. You know, one from Butler that had some very good offers, which to me is huge. And I'll get to that probably in the next podcast when I actually talk football and I have these names in front of me. So I'm not saying, you know, this guy from wherever, which is what I'm doing now pretty much. But it's a small class for Pitt this year, not that big. But, you know, if they can wrap up the class this summer, get most of these players verbaled, should be a pretty relaxing, you know, football season for them because they can focus more on the season than trying to get kids. But, I mean, as always, you never stop recruiting no matter what. So it doesn't mean they're going to stop recruiting, but it lightens the load for them, you know, if they get more of these, you know, more kids, you know, verbaled. But, yeah, plus they're verbal too. You got to keep them as well. And we get to the last topic. Pitt finally buckled and took the restriction off Cam Johnson. So he gets to play North Carolina right away. So all is right in the world. Well, not in Pitt's world. Because I wanted to talk about this on Friday when it happened, but I was too angry. And I really didn't want to say anything. That I would probably regret later because, you know, bad karma. But it's just funny when Pitt does it, they're held to a higher standard. And, of course, it was a higher profile case because he wanted to transfer to North Carolina. Whereas if he would have transferred to a lesser school that Pitt would restrict, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. Nobody would have talked about it. Nobody would have cared. But I think what really got me going was the fact that Cam Johnson could have went to 300 other schools and he chooses one that has to sit a year. He could, you know, and he could have still went to the school. He just would have sat out a year, played his last year. Nope. Decided he wanted to go legal route, and I think that's really where Pitt decides to say to hell with it. And yeah, you don't want to go in the court over stuff like this. It just doesn't, you know, at that point, just isn't worth it. And if anything, it opens a loophole for a lot of these kids. Hey, don't want that restriction? Just go to court, threaten legal action. And you know, it just, I think Pitt thought they had a deal, and I thought they had a deal with this guy too. That he, you know, hey, you can go anywhere. If you go in conference, you got to sit a year. But he knew the rules. Went anyway. And of course, social media jumped on it. And that was that for Pitt. It was a PR nightmare for Pitt, obviously. Because Pitt, you know, was doing all these evil things to Cam Johnson. And the thing about it is, like, people that jump on this group thing, they don't bother to research or read. And that's pretty much anything you do. Any type of issue that comes up. People don't research or read the articles. They just pound their chests and scream. without realizing, you know, maybe I should go check the facts on this. No, no. It's better just to scream a foul and do certain things. And, you know, that's why I said in this article I wrote not too long ago. I said, hey, you know what? Lift the restriction and ban Kevin Stallings and sanction Pitt. Go full nighter on this. Because that's what we do on social media, right? This is how we get things accomplished. Let's just burn them really bad. So, Pitt's got to deal with this now. On top of the fact that they have 3 open scholarships and they can't fill them because they can't get anybody to come play for them. It's a mess right now. Obviously, this season's going to be really bad, and probably next season will be bad as well. And, you know, how bad it's going to be, I have no clue. But we'll see what happens. I mean, it's going to take a colossal destruction meltdown for Kevin Stallings to lose his job after this year. If the team shows some signs of life, he'll survive. But he just lost another assistant. Tom Richardson decided to leave. It's just, you know, personal reasons. It's funny that people leave Pitt or transfer out. It's always for personal reasons, family reasons, whatever else. In the case of Tom Richardson, who knows? Maybe his agent told him to get the hell out. Because probably because his career is on life support right now. If he sticks with Kevin Stallings. But, of course, Thad Matta at Ohio State gets fired. Or, quote-unquote, they parted ways with him. And they're hiring Butler's coach. And, of course, that's where Aaron Thompson transferred to for, quote-unquote, family reasons. And his coach transfers out. Not transfer out. He took a new job. So, which made me wonder, does Aaron Thompson have family in Columbus? Maybe he does. I know he did like my tweet from earlier about that. So maybe he has a sense of humor. Maybe he does. Who knows? But yeah. Anyways, I'm glad that the whole Cam Johnson mess is finally over. We get to play him now this year, and he'll probably drop 25-30 points on us just because. But, you know, this program is going to take a lot of lumps, a lot of beans now over what's transpired, and that we're just going to sit and take it. And hopefully there's some light in the tunnel. Because right now it's dim. So, I'll end it here. Hail to Pitt. Go Pens.